Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 262 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and give us a like over there. And on Twitter and Instagram, give us a follow. Super easy to do at Just Us Geeks. Real easy to find. And go hang out with us in our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Do everyone on Earth a favor and leave us a review of the show over in iTunes. Super easy to do. And wherever you listen to your podcasts. Dink, dink. All right, joining me for episode 262 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Spelled with a Z now. His last name, B-A-R-N-E-Z.
Did you know that there is a local meth head whose name is Logan Barnes?
I did not.
There is. I've recently discovered this.
I do not do the meth.
No, you don't. You don't, but there's another one. And James Stratton. He's doing some good bass playing over there.
He also has the wood block.
You know what we need here? A little bit more wood block. That's what we need.
Just a wood block app.
A little sweet. Oh, we got the wood block app. We got the Mr. Worldwide app. Got a wood block app. Yeah, we have our own new apps for the episode this week.
Ham.
This week we're talking about TV shows that overstayed their welcome. And just to be totally transparent, Night Court did not overstate its welcome.
No.
They could bring that back.
I love that show.
If they brought it back now, they'd probably...
Oh, they'd kill it if they brought it back.
They'd probably mork it up the Mindy, but it's fine.
I wish... Like, is it available to stream anywhere? You know, is it on Hulu or Amazon?
That's a good question.
Should look that up.
Ian, look it up. Oh, you can't. You're not here. It's fine.
Well, that's kind of our fault.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine. It's
logistical errors, bud.
Logistical errors. It's fine. So, I don't know. Night Court should be. And are those people dead? Not all of them are dead.
No, they're not.
John Larroquette was awesome.
Yes.
His spinoff show from Night Court, not that great. But anyway, Night Court, good stuff. All right. So, we're going to talk this week about TV shows that have overstayed their welcome. And we're gonna make some folks mad.
Hey,
there may be some favorites on this
Night
list.
Court is available on iTunes, all 9 seasons.
Oh, wow.
9 seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I need to figure out a way to watch that and not pay for it. All right. Here we go. So let's talk about TV shows that have overstayed their welcome, much like dubstep. Hence,
I like dubstep.
The dubs...
But Logan, you have overstayed your welcome.
I have a hard time saying that word, dubstep. I don't know why. My brain doesn't want me to say those words, I guess. Dubstep.
Dubstep.
So, TV shows have a habit of doing this, sticking around too long.
Yes, sir.
There are very few that I think go out, you know, like, at the right
appropriately,
time.
Appropriately, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like... There are a lot of people who, let's take Seinfeld, for instance, who say that Seinfeld went out perfectly. There are a lot of people who say that Seinfeld went out too early or they were too late.
I think they could have kept going. I always enjoyed watching Seinfeld.
Seinfeld could still be running now.
Yeah.
I mean,
'cause it's non-topical, so it's relevant always.
Exactly. It's non-topical, and there are things that they would have to update.
Universal truths, though, in there.
Yeah, there are some universal truths in there. But, like... Okay, the puffy shirt, I watched that episode earlier today.
Hmm.
You could still do that today. I mean, it's still
shrinkage.
Yeah, I was in the pool. I was in the pool. So
yeah.
So I don't think Seinfeld overstayed its welcome, but I do think The Walking Dead has overstayed its welcome.
I could agree with that, but I've never watched it.
I think audiences are starting to agree with that now.
Yeah,
too.
I think the ratings are saying that, and I don't think that the showrunners are real pleased about it because. It's, you know, you tinkered with us in the season 6 finale with the Negan entrance.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of the comic, you know just how non-plausible Negan is as a character on television, or let me say on cable television anyway. Just for me, I think that it's outstayed its welcome. I mean, James, I know you've never watched The Walking Dead, but I mean... TV shows should be getting better as they go, right?
Yeah. I would assume
that,
so, if they're going to stay on
the
air.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, trend the same.
They should acknowledge when they've peaked. Like, that's hard to do as a writer, I imagine. But, like, there's a point where you know when you're putting 2016 when you're putting 2016 Hyundais in your show that the world supposedly ended in 2012.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
You have jumped the shark, sir.
You jumped the shark.
Well, I mean, the Walking Dead's problem, I think, is that they got a little bit too big too quickly. Like, they expanded their universe to Fear the Walking Dead, and that is a total bomb.
That came like season 4 or 5.
I know.
That wasn't too quick. Their problem was they wanted to take this and just make it as long as possible. They started relying on the cliffhanger tricks to just keep people there longer and longer and longer. And then they did the Negan thing, and that just backfired.
Yeah.
That was the tipping point that shut them down.
Well, but see, with The Walking Dead, there was a lot of backfire already, and they just ignored it, and they thought they could get by it again. And, you know, I mean, there was a lot of, oh, you'll understand why we did this.
But it was not a satisfying answer.
No, especially since what happened. I mean, like, we didn't expect Abraham to die, but
it still took him like a whole hour to get to the exciting part of that.
Yeah. And then if you're a fan of the comic, you know the direction it was going in anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what The Walking Dead has ended up doing is they've boxed themselves into a corner that they can't get out of because they've written characters in this show that didn't exist in this universe. They have a central story going that they're trying to follow, and the comic is still going on, and they're catching up in their timeline. And I think their pacing is off.
Well,
I mean,
when you have 14 million characters and you're too afraid to like kill off important people, I think that's why the comic book did so well, is because they had their core team, but if they started getting too many threads, they were just like, meh, kill them. That'll bring the focus back to Rick and Carl.
Well, see, what I think is going to happen, I guess maybe in this season finale that's coming up, is probably what happened at the end of All Out War, although I'm not sure that they've had All Out War yet Negan folks and the Rick folks. But people are going to be real peeved when they think that Rick has killed Negan and then he doesn't die.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's what's going to happen. Because it's what happened. Like, they're buds in the comic, which is weird. So mine is The Walking Dead. James, what TV show do you think has overstayed or did overstay its welcome?
We talked about this earlier, and, you know, I don't really watch TV, and I don't really watch TV shows that I don't like. Like, I mean, I've got, like, 3 or 4 shows that I watch, and then I watch them yearly. So
Are there any shows that, like,
are you trying to get me to say Saturday Night Live like I did earlier? Because
no.
I haven't found it funny since Will Ferrell left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
Well,
I mean,
that's your opinion.
It's not an opinion. It's fact. Like, the most quotable stuff that people still talk about is from when Ferrell was on there.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of pop culture stuff. I mean, I think Saturday Night Live is still funny in places. But, I mean, like, a lot of people have felt that SNL has probably overstayed its welcome.
Well, I mean, the quotable stuff, you got to think about it, has had years and years to distill down to what it is.
Yeah.
Because there's still
more
thousands
cowbell.
Of sketches that you have not heard from there.
Yeah, but I mean, like some of the best stuff from that era is like the Jeopardy stuff.
Oh, yeah. I wish they
Celebrity Jeopardy. You can't do that without Will Ferrell.
No, not really.
I mean, they've got Keenan doing, is he even still on it?
Yeah, he is. I think this is his last
He's
season.
Doing Steve Harvey, so they can do
and they do
Family
that.
Feud.
Yeah, Family
funny.
Feud.
He's pretty funny as Steve Harvey, actually.
But, I mean, nothing tops, you know, Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek.
No, it's SNL is a totally different show now than it was 15 years ago. There's ups and downs.
Last year I tried watching, but it was so much just political hate.
Last year was pretty slow.
So I check in on it every once in a while. And like I said, last year it was just all political hate. And I'm so sick and tired of politics that I was like, all right, well, I'm not watching this again for another, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, wait till it comes back around.
It's like, I'll hit the 50th.
And there's not really an alternative for SNL.
No,
know?
Because we lost
Mad TV.
Mad TV. We don't have In Living Color anymore.
Yeah.
Did you guys know they did a revival of Mad TV last year?
No.
You know, I think maybe I heard
about it. I heard about it, but I never did see it. I thought it was just
in the works. I didn't know they actually did it.
They did a anniversary special, and I think there were a few, like, revival episodes.
What?
And I just read about this on a whim the other
day. Did they Beavis and Butthead it where they just like brought it back and killed it again?
Yeah, like for one season.
I think it was a special thing. It wasn't a. It was not.
I was so upset when they didn't.
Me too.
When they brought Beavis and Butthead back
for like three episodes.
Yeah, like, oh, it was so good.
What a huge waste of Mike Judge.
It's okay to cry. Because crying takes the sad out of you.
Well, you know, speaking of Mike Judge, there are lots of shows, like there are lots of animated series that a lot of people think they've outstayed their welcome. They would
Family Guy, like Seth. What was it? Seth MacFarlane. His stuff, all of it's overstayed its welcome.
Well, like when they initially canceled Family Guy, they canceled it too early. But it was before its time.
Right. It really was before its time. And then when they brought it back the first time, like I enjoyed it. And then when they canceled, I was like, okay, that's fine. And then they brought it back again. I think they brought it back like three times.
Oh, no. Family Guy?
Yeah.
No, they've only brought it back once.
Been canceled twice.
It's been canceled at least twice.
Yeah.
After the second cancellation, I was like, okay, that's fine. It's run its course.
I'm pretty sure Adult Swim financed some episodes to get it back so they could have more to show.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it still ran Sunday night on Fox. I think it does.
It does. Okay. But like they get the syndication rights to it.
Like on, immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah, they can show the new episodes like that week.
A week later,
that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like and like
pretty
I
much
never,
all of Seth MacFarlane's.
Yeah,
stuff,
I never got into American Dad. Like I know a lot of people enjoyed it, but I mean, like the funny part was the alien.
Roger is like literally the only funny part about that show.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's still running. And to me, that
I think it's running on TBS.
I do believe so. I don't think it's on Fox anymore.
No, it's not on Fox anymore.
Adult Swim, I think, still does reruns of it.
Yeah, they do reruns of it. But like any newer version of it is on
TBS only.
Yeah. Pretty much everything Seth MacFarlane has done has run its course. In my opinion,
yeah, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so
I can agree. Because
they spun off to the Cleveland Show.
And it came back into Family Guy.
The first season of Cleveland Show was so good. Yeah. And the second season was really good, too.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I am proud to be.
I'm just glad that, like, when it got canceled, they folded it just seamlessly back into Family Guy.
Because, like, when it started, they're like, hey, where's Cleveland? Oh, he moved.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, oh, he's gone. And then they just bring him right back. It's like, oh, hey, Cleveland.
Yeah, because it's like, you have a new wife? And
oh, man, it was a good transition.
Yeah, he had a new family in
Cleveland. Yeah. I thought, well, you made the it almost sounded like Peter. I was like, wait, Peter's not married to Lois anymore? But how is he a Family Guy?
He's not. My name is Cleveland Brown. Sing it. I'm proud to be
right back in my hometown with my new family.
You kind of got that going, James.
There's old friends and new friends and even a bear.
Woo!
Through good times and bad times, it's true love we share. And so I found
I don't know why.
There's so many good songs in that first season.
Yeah, it was like a musical cartoon.
Yeah, it was so good.
And Mike Brown, he's funny.
Like,
I think he's like he was actually one of the funniest parts of Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
But yeah, anything Seth MacFarlane has done is it's over.
Yeah,
I think we've moved past it as a culture.
Like, I just Family Guy to me, like after that second cancellation, I was like, all right, it's good. It's done.
Well, you know, in Futurama, they did that multiple times.
Right. But when you have that group of guys writing for Futurama, like they do comedy in and out. Now, I was never into it, but plenty of people that I know were into Futurama.
I mean,
they loved it. When Comedy Central picked it up for another season, like people were loving it. And all the movies that they did, like I never heard anything bad about Futurama. No one ever said, oh, it's done. It's overstayed. Just everybody I've ever talked to about that, just they loved it. Me personally, I tried watching it and I mean, it was funny and I get why people thought it was funny. I just never did get on the train for it.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, like I said, I have four shows that I watch.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. Like,
yeah, Logan, what about you? What do you think is overstayed its welcome? Dragon Ball. Sean Schimmel, he has definitely overstayed his welcome.
No, I like where Dragon Ball Super's going. I'm gonna have to.
I haven't watched. I actually do like Dragon Ball Super. It's
but
good.
That 70s show is one I watched it growing up.
See, that's a show that I've thought about watching, but I look at it and I'm like, Nah.
I've been rewatching it on Netflix. It's on
Red
Netflix
Foreman now. Is my hero.
He's brilliant.
I hope that I grow up into Red Foreman.
His character
is that
brilliant.
Those images that y'all were sharing on the
dumbass.
Okay. See, I don't get those kind of jokes, and y'all do stuff like that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Red Foreman's the best.
You better write that down.
No. Really, you know why? Because Red Foreman. That's why we leave it in there.
But that show was really good. Like they had some.
It's brilliant.
Quality humor in there. It's the typical, teenage drama. But then
I thought it was a comedy.
It is, but they had the serious subjects, but
the pot smoking.
Then they kind of like repeated some of the jokes and themes. They stretched
Ashton Kutcher was still there.
They stretched like 1978 over 5 seasons or something.
They literally ran out of time.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they spin off into that 80s show?
It was almost totally unrelated.
Like, didn't that happen?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But the main character, it was set in the 80s and the main character was supposed to be like Eric Foreman's cousin or something
like that. Yeah, something stupid that's not believable.
But
wait, so somebody would have a cousin? That's not believable, guys.
Not the way they did it. Not that we would do a TV show about For the Love of Pete.
It only lasted like one season, didn't it?
Yeah.
That ain't
less
really.
Than. It yeah. didn't.
It's like a half season.
They only aired all the episodes in syndication.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they started losing cast members pretty quickly for that 70s show, right?
The eighth season, the last season, they really started losing people. Ashton Kutcher had a limited schedule.
Well, that's because he was doing quality movies.
Topher Grace was gone from that season.
Did anybody really miss Topher Grace?
Yeah, he was
in
like
that show.
The
show
character.
Was built around him. Yeah, wasn't Pinciotti gone too?
No, she was there because she dated Randy, the Eric replacement. That was his character was so underdeveloped because he was only there for one season.
Okay, so how did they explain him? Did he live with the Foremans?
Oh gosh, I'm not that far on my rewatch yet, but he was another friend. I think everybody just hung out at the Foreman still.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but. It was not good. Oh. I remember that he was just, he was a very bland character, and they ended it nicely by like bringing Eric back for the last episode. And they kind of did Eric is missing is the whole plot of that season where,
what?
Well, Donna was exploring, like she's just using Randy as an Eric replacement, essentially, like the show did,
which is like literally what the show did.
Yeah. So, They finished out well. The last episode was good. It was the New Year's into 1980. They did the countdown. The last license plate that they showed was 1980. So, like, they ended it nicely, but that whole season before it was totally unnecessary. Much like the last season of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Screw you,
hippie. Why do you think How I Met Your Mother was overstayed its welcome?
They stretched
it. It didn't.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It didn't.
It did.
Okay, can we all agree that The Big Bang Theory has overstayed its welcome?
Yes.
I never liked that.
It overstayed its welcome on episode 2.
Yeah. And they're doing a spinoff.
I could say the same thing about Parks and Rec. Like, I tried watching the first episode and couldn't get through. It was like, this show is stupid.
Oh, it's good.
Everybody's like, you got to make it to the second season. I'm like, why should I watch an entire season of show that's not good?
We have Chris Pratt because of that show.
That's fine. But, like, I watch an episode. I'm like, okay, that's not good.
But
people are like, oh, you got to get through to the second season. I'm like, I'm not watching 24 episodes of crap to get to the good stuff. I mean, it's not happening.
It should be good from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll give it one
or
two episodes.
The offense is kind of slow at the beginning.
But
now.
It's only 6 episodes.
And it's got jokes.
Yeah, and it has jokes. I sat there for 22 minutes watching Parks and Rec and went, this is a comedy? Where's the funny? Of course, I'd never thought Amy Poehler was funny anyway.
Well,
but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, you have to like Amy Poehler to get into Parks and Rec. And, you know, not knowing who Nick Offerman really was going into that show. I mean, anyway, Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman's stand-up is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. He is his stupid little giggle that he does. Yeah. I listened to an interview that Alec Baldwin did with he and Megan Mullally on his podcast, and it's freaking hilarious. She is a delight, mm-hmm. Megan Mullally. They just like sit around and do puzzles and smoke weed. That's pretty much what Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally do. and do TV shows, because like they're bringing back Will and Grace and all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff.
Like the best thing that I ever saw Nick Offerman do, and he's not even in it, he's just the voiceover, is a short film that you can find on YouTube called The Gunslinger.
Yeah,
I told you guys about
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, he just
narrates
a narrator,
it.
But all the people in the movie can hear him.
Yeah.
So everything he says, everyone in the show has like completely acknowledges, and they talk to him.
Yeah, they talk.
But
to
he
him.
Doesn't really answer them, and like he accuses people of being gay, and just like brings up questions about like bestiality and stuff. And it is so funny.
That's just Nick Offerman. On
yeah, and
basis.
Like because he's like. Like he'll accuse somebody, like somebody, like well, he'll accuse one person of like having sex with like sheep or something, and then like somebody will draw a gun on that person. He's like, yeah, but I was just kidding. They're like, oh, oh they call him the stupid voice.
But I was just kidding. Yeah, I love Nick Offerman. Big Bang Theory totally outstayed its welcome.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah,
Firefly overstayed its welcome. No, I don't want to get killed.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see where Joss Whedon is doing Batgirl?
Yeah, we might actually get a good DC movie.
Maybe. In oh, 5 that, years that, after it's already unfunded.
Yeah, no. That
don't
that,
worry, he won't
that
be
2 hour
to
and 50 long. Minute runtime is not official. They came out today and was like, yeah, we don't know where people got that runtime from.
It's 2 hours and 59 minutes.
Yes. Oh my God.
I think I'll just claw my eyes out instead.
Oh man, I hope there's an intermission during the
there's
movie.
There's one of those.
No,
epic,
the,
just
you only get intermission at 4 hour movies. 4 hour plus.
They'll push it.
No, don't. I'm sorry. I'll jinx us. And
when was the last movie with an intermission?
Gods and Generals.
Yeah.
The uncut version of that is like almost 6 hours long.
That's from
that's
someone.
That's a mini series.
That's some,
oh, and
that's
it's
some,
so good.
That's someone who couldn't make up their mind about things to cut.
No,
it's probably all relevant.
They're like it's all built up to Gettysburg,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and they're trying to cover like because it's based on a book, and so they're trying to. The guy really wanted to put everything in it, and it's. A lot of people hated Gods and Generals, but if you've got time to just sit down and watch it, like, what? No, like, space it out. Like, you don't do it all at once.
Watch it like a miniseries.
Yeah, just break it up. It's actually really good. I mean, people like Gettysburg. It's the extended cut of that's the exact same length. It is a long movie.
Yeah, it really is, actually.
Both of those had intermissions, but Gods and Generals was the newer one. That, I believe, was the last movie that we had that had an intermission.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because, Grindhouse had trailers in between, but it never did stop.
Yeah,
those trailers
proper.
Were, you know, technically a part of the movie.
I remember watching that in theaters.
So
that was long,
mm-hmm.
but it was good.
God,
it was 12 reels.
Oh man, I bet that was fun to put together.
I would like to say that again. In
there was literally like an inch left on the platter, maybe less. If it would have been one more reel, we would have had to gotten platter extenders.
It was like 3.5 hours long, wasn't it?
It was 3 hours and some change, yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like it in places. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, that's why they didn't release it. Well, they did eventually release
split it up,
as one movie, but when it initially released on home video, it was split up into two separate movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, which is the way to do it. Logan, what else
but,
do you think?
We're talking about TV shows.
What else do you think is overstated its welcome or overstated its welcome?
James mentioned it to me before the show, and it triggered my memory. X-Files went a little long.
I've only made it watch like the first season. I never watched it as it aired just because I thought it was stupid.
See, in that same vein, I think 24 outstayed its welcome, and it really is by trying to keep it around now. Like,
yeah, I've heard that that Legacy is not good.
Yeah, no.
There's no Jack Bauer. There's no 24.
Yeah, nobody cares if
it's literally just
new.
I mean, it's I don't understand what those showrunners think.
But
I
they're
mean,
also not
Kiefer
doing
Sutherland.
They're not doing the 24-hour thing.
No.
Like they're just
I don't understand like what they're
like I didn't understand the
they're
little,
trying to Law and Order it, I think.
I didn't understand the little like the little mini season that they did because it was only 12 episodes and I was like, how are you going to call this 24 when it's not
a 24-hour
period
show. Yeah.
And then this new Legacy, I was like, oh, they're not following the 24-hour formula either?
No.
This is going to tank.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Because it was a concept. It was a high-concept show.
And it succeeded.
Yeah.
And you had to follow the concept for the show to work.
Right.
I mean, it's just the bottom line. I don't know. Yeah, that's mine.
And that's the bottom line.
Logan, you said The Simpsons.
I did. I don't really care for modern Simpsons a lot.
There are some episodes that are really good.
And there are some episodes that are just terrible.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, it just...
That's with most shows, though.
It,
it's one of those shows that you can kind of fade into the background with, though. Like, you don't have to watch The Simpsons. You know it's there. It's always there.
It's always great.
The Simpsons is always going to be there when you want it.
Yeah.
Once a year when FX does the, or FXX does the Simpsons marathon.
Marathon, yep. Yeah.
For every Simpsons episode ever.
And it's still going from last year. Yeah.
I've been tempted to kill myself and try to watch it all in one go.
Okay. I usually do that when that comes on. I'm like, because I love the older seasons.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah. And it's hard to get. They don't syndicate the older episodes. Dude, like
no,
that.
No. And I think they want you to buy them, which is why they don't do that.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, but.
Well, a lot of the older episodes, the jokes are. Simpsons is one of those shows that it's not quite as timeless as Seinfeld.
No, right. Well, in the older episodes are more memorable, if we're honest.
Well, back when Conan O'Brien was a writer for The Simpsons, was in its heyday, like he did the monorail episode, which is one of the greatest episodes.
Oh my God, that is one of the best episodes. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Is The Simpsons streaming? You can't stream it anywhere, can you?
Yeah, you can stream it on the FX app if you have a cable subscription.
Uh-huh.
FX Now has every Simpsons episode ever.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
They are the only place that you can stream Simpsons.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
Let me double check. I'll pull it up right now. But last I checked, it was available.
Logan, is there a TV show that got cut off before its prime that you wish that they would not have killed?
Oh, geez. You should have asked me this before. There are a couple shows, but I can't think of them like right off the top of my head that I was like, this needs more stuff.
Hmm.
That, oh, man. I wish I knew we were going to do the other. What about you?
TV show that I thought they cut off too soon?
Yeah.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, guess what they're bringing back?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's taken how long?
The exact same amount of time they said before he would come back. 25 years.
Well. Yeah, but that's not why they did that.
It's the long con, man.
It's not the long con.
I bet I would not put it past David Lynch to do that.
No, dude, no. I was going to say, it's David Lynch.
No, that's not why that happened.
It's exactly what it is.
No. You. Oh,
let's
no.
Let's hope Kyle MacLachlan makes it.
No. Oh, my God.
FX Now.
Season one.
All the way.
Whoa.
FX Now, baby.
Your phone's going to break trying to find the last season.
Wait a second. Nope. Okay, it goes one. Wait. No. It is. I thought it skipped a couple of seasons. No, they're all there. Yeah, they're all there.
Interesting.
Every episode ever. You can't get the movie, but you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
The movie is funny.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh,
you were talking about
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
And I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. But I mean, like, they won Emmys, and that Twin Peaks is really one of the first casualties of TV executives making really stupid decisions with television shows.
Yeah, but really, could they have kept going? Because you know, in a lot of people's opinion, season two was not nearly as strong as season one.
No, because they had to wrap it up.
And the movie just killed it.
Yeah, the reason that season two developed the way they did is because the TV executives literally told David Lynch, we've got to find out who the killer is. No, we have to find out who the killer is. Because they got such great success so quickly with season one.
Oh, they did that with The Killing.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great example.
Like they did two seasons where you never found out who the killer was, and then
it's just like an afterthought.
They got cold feet and they're like, oh, here's the killer, and then immediately the show got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then picked up by like Netflix, and then like, because my wife was a big fan of that show and she tried watching the Netflix version, and she said like, this is one show that Netflix should have just left because they aren't doing anything good with it.
Yeah.
And they dropped it after like two seasons. Yeah. I think it ended up with five total seasons.
They borked that storyline all up.
And it was all because, they revealed who the killer was. Because after they did that, there's like, well, then why do we care anymore?
Exactly. That's exactly what the Twin Peaks scenario was. Did you think of anything?
Yeah, I did, actually. There was an anime that aired on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim.
One Piece.
No.
Cowboy Bebop.
The Big O.
It was
a mecha show.
Mm-hmm.
You're a mecha show.
That was a film noir style
show.
And Cartoon Network actually funded the
second
season.
They do that, though, don't they?
It was weird at the time for them to do it for an anime, though. But it was so popular, they funded a second season, and there were originally plans for a third season, but they dropped it. And they had to butcher the ending of season two to give the show a proper conclusion
proper, in quotes,
huh,
conclusion instead of the proper season three ending that they originally wanted.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why would they do that to themselves, though?
No idea. I don't know if it was a ratings thing or...
Well, at some point, they're going to have to throw the Nielsen ratings out the window. They just are. I mean,
because they still
people don't
take,
watch TV that way.
They do. They still don't take into account DVR and streaming. Now they have the live plus three, I think, but it's just a formula that they use.
Yeah,
they should start taking into account what's being DVR'd and what's being streamed.
They should reverse the DVR
because there
the
are
lives.
Some people that don't even DVR. They buy it off of iTunes. Well, that doesn't, because iTunes will put it up the next day.
Yeah,
and that doesn't get counted.
Hulu does the same thing. Yeah, you know, I mean,
Hulu doesn't count.
No, that, and that's so stupid. I don't understand why they do that. They
the giant spider.
Where?
Let's crawl along that border.
Oh, it is. I can stay over there. Did it crawl to your hair, Logan?
No. I see him over there.
Maybe.
Though.
Maybe it did.
Get him.
No, don't get him yet.
Get him.
Don't touch your phone. Don't do that. Don't start. You're going to hear me murder Logan on the podcast.
Just get one of those Kleenexes and kill it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill it.
Well, then leave it alone.
I was going to pick it up and put it on Josh.
No, you're not going to do that.
That's practically killing it, so I guess
no,
I won't.
No, it's a little... No.
He's just a little guy.
Yeah, no, we can stay over there and be little. Murder, She Wrote. Logan, quit, you idiot. Go over to audioboom.com/justusgeeks and listen to How to
Quit.
Dave
I'm not
going to
throw the spider
you
at
you. Quit.
Oh, sorry, that was your cable.
You're making me pop and crackle.
I thought that was my cable. My bad.
No.
He's messing with my headphones.
It wasn't. I started talking about How to Date Logan Barnes. It goes all crazy. Maybe that's what I'll use as the image this week.
Don't.
A series that was canceled too soon.
Way too soon.
Way too soon.
No, that's not this topic. The topic is shows that overstayed their welcome, and that was about three episodes too long.
No.
I disagree.
Just remember, we found ourselves in an episode of How to Date Logan Barnes today.
Shrug guy.
Stupid.
Yeah,
stupid. I think it is even more rare where you find a show that hits all the points it needs to and ends well in a timely fashion.
Do you know why I think that is? It's because if a show is hitting and it ends, you think it ended too soon.
Yep. Yep.
I would venture to say, now I have not finished, but a lot of people will agree, Breaking Bad ended just how it needed to.
Exactly. It did.
Because they had an idea.
They told a story.
They were like, here's the story, here's the arc, here's what's going to happen. We're going to lay it out into five seasons.
Well, it's the British model. That's how British TV shows tell stories.
They British TV shows, like, they have their set thing, and then they'll do, like, two or three episodes. They're basically, like, a couple of movies. They do a couple of movies, and that's how they release it.
Yeah, and it's, okay, so the end of the summer, when we do an episode on Bates Motel, that's one of the shows that
I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch that entire series.
We gotta wait until it's on the streaming.
No, bud, you better get caught up and watch it on Hulu or something, because it's almost over.
Yeah. I thought it was over.
No,
they're it's got in like the two episodes.
They're in the final season right now.
Yeah, I know they're in the final season, but I think like this tonight or Tuesday, Monday, whatever.
No.
It's like episode 8.
Yeah,
there's only 10 episodes in a season.
I don't think so. Let me see.
I thought they only did 10.
No, I think they do 13. I mean, look. But Bates Motel is a great show.
Yeah, I watched the first season of it. I never finished. Because I was like, this is great. I'll wait till it's done. Because I knew that they had a set, like an end point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... I tell you, it really... If it were me...
Yeah, they do 10 episodes per season.
Okay, well, so they...
So they've got three left. No, four. Yeah, okay, I was wrong. Yeah. I thought they were... Oh, that's what it is. They did that little like preview, and my DVR caught it, because the wife watches it like on Tuesdays or something after it's DVR'd, and it had like a preview, and I was like, oh, well, that's an episode.
No.
And it's not.
No.
So, yeah, you're right. It's
but it's
four.
Good. It's good. Man,
there's
really
no way I'm catching up by April 24th, so...
No. We'll wait till the end of the summer.
I want to say that's why I feel a little bit like... House of Cards has overstayed its welcome.
No.
The English version of House of Cards.
No.
Or the American version, rather. Not
well,
English,
well
not English.
I don't think so. I don't think... If they were releasing them sooner, I would agree with you.
This last season was hard to get through.
It was a little bit slower, but it was just different because of the circumstances of him in his position.
I haven't watched past season two, like the opener of season two.
Where he pushes her in front of the train.
It just didn't feel as tense as the other seasons at all.
I think it's a different kind of tension. Well, I think they focused on the tension between Frank and
he has nowhere to go. Like, he's at the top now, so what is there?
He has to stay there.
Yeah, but that's as exciting as the climb.
He has to get elected to stay there. And in the world of politics, that's more exciting. Mm. Yeah. I love that show. It's a good show. I almost feel like if they don't have an end game plan for Orange Is the New Black, they're gonna shoot themselves in the foot. But Netflix usually has great strategy around their content.
I feel like Iron Fist is overstating its welcome.
Oh, I think it's done.
Man,
Mike and Ming's review of Iron Fist was pretty good on I Sell Comics podcast. It was pretty good and pretty spot on from what everybody else I've heard comment about it, so I'll trust the review. I don't know. Is it different, you think, because you get the content all at once? I mean,
I think that affects it. I mean, that. I mean, if The Walking Dead, you got it all at once, I think it would be better now because you wouldn't have to deal with all the cliffhanger bullcrap.
It'd still be poorly written.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Like, because everybody talks about how it would be a good show if it wasn't for the cliffhangers. And they said that season 7 will not end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, like they said an ending for it.
Will not end on a cliffhanger.
Well, I watched the
if it doesn't, if whoever, is watching the show currently can confirm when it ends that it's not a cliffhanger.
If they can confirm,
I'll stream it. Like, I'll go through all 7 seasons and I'll watch it.
Well, if they can confirm that that is the case, I will pick back up and watch season 7 where we are.
But I refuse to watch a show that is just cliffhanger after cliffhanger after cliffhanger
for no reason
and then ends on a cliffhanger for absolutely no reason.
The Walking Dead has more cliffhangers and filler episodes than Dragon Ball Z, and that's
there have been entire episodes of the past 2 seasons they could have just done without.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like Dragon Ball Z. This time on Dragon Ball Z.
Frieza, I'll kill you.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
Why did you make the little jerking motion over there when you were doing I thought he was that one.
Mouth open wide.
You draw those on people. It's funny. I don't know. I think maybe you're right, Logan. I think if they release it all at once, I will probably enjoy that if they do that with season 7 of The Walking Dead. That may be how I watch The Walking Dead.
Just wait till it gets on Netflix.
Yeah, because I've had the whole, maybe I should watch it. I don't know. Maybe I should get caught up. I don't know.
I've thought about watching it numerous times, but then after the past 2 years of everybody just complaining about the cliffhangers, I was like, then why would I even want to try to watch this show?
There is not another show that people have complained about more in the last 7 years, I don't think.
And maybe they're listening, and that's why they're not going to end this season on a cliffhanger.
They have to not end it on a cliffhanger.
Because if they do, I bet their viewership drops off again.
There were a couple of seasons where they didn't do that. Where, like, at the end of one season, they teased the prison. Like, it wasn't a cliffhanger. It was like...
They're walking and, there's a prison in the distance.
Yeah, they're walking and, like, the camera pans up and, you see the prison. Yeah. Like, okay, that's great.
That's an idea. You know they're going somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
secrets.
No secrets. You just have to do it.
It just builds of, what are they going to find at the prison? What's going to try to stop them at the prison? Like, all those questions, which are important for keeping buzz between...
Right. Well, and even in that, what they did at that was that they had someone completely unknown come in and film a teaser scene with Michonne that wasn't actually the gal who ended up playing Michonne. And they inserted that in, and that got such a good buzz that they were like, oh, we've got to add little stingers on and do this. And no, just tell your story.
Oh.
Just tell your story.
They're going to trick us. They're going to put the cliffhanger in the middle of the episode and then go finish another plot line and end it with the end of that plot line.
Well, we ended the show without a cliffhanger. You idiots. Yeah, no,
that's what they'll do. That semantics.
I don't know. I have trouble trusting that content from them. Which is why I haven't watched Preacher, and I really would like to.
Oh, no, Preacher's so good.
Yeah, they're going to work that up, too. I'm telling you, they are.
As long as Seth Rogen and his buddy are at the helm of it, I don't think they'll.
No, but they don't have control over the actual property.
They are executive and just actual producers. Like, they're showrunners.
Isn't the comics still going on? They're not just producers.
They're showrunners. Comics been done.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't realize
years.
Comic
comics been done for years.
Like wasn't it like a special series?
It's in trade. It's like non-trades.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, it's the comics been done.
Oh.
So
Kirkman does know how to finish something.
Kirkman didn't do that.
I thought Kirkman did.
No, that's Gareth Ennis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain. Oh, well, okay. Yeah. I have a totally different perception of it now. Okay.
You should definitely give Preacher a watch, especially because, like I said, Rogan is the showrunner,
right,
and he's a huge fan of the comic.
Right.
Like, season one actually doesn't really have much to do with the comic because
it leads into it.
There's
it?
So much backstory that they don't give you in the comics, mm-hmm, that they did an entire season of here's who these people are and here's their quirks and why you should care about
them. Bates Motel did.
Yeah, and then like towards the end of the first season, they're like, and here we go.
That's a great way to lead both people who are new to it, yeah, and people who like the comic.
Because I was a big fan of the comics, and I started watching it, and you know, Ian and I were the only two, I think, on the show watching it.
Hey, Ian.
And I was like, I don't remember this. And he's like, it wasn't in the comics. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I guarantee it wasn't in the comics. And I went back and looked at my comics. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
It was in there.
No, it wasn't. Like, they gave us enough new content to keep us interested. And then we're also, like, me and Ian are super excited about season two because we know where it's going, and mm-hmm, we know that in the hands of these guys, it's going to be amazing.
I guess I'm the only guy who likes Into the Badlands here, so.
I never gave it a try. Mm-hmm. Like, I never watched
it. It's in a bad time slot.
Yeah, they made it a Walking Dead vehicle its first year,
that's what they did with Comic Book Men. Comic Book Men now comes on at 11:30 at night, like our time, on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's Walking Dead, Talking Dead, Walking Dead, Walking Dead, and then Comic Book Men.
Yeah, which is what worries me about Comic Book Men's future.
Well, they were only contracted for 6 seasons, so it's up in the air. Like, it may not come back. But this year, their sixth season was their contract's up.
I'm just very surprised that Into the Badlands got a second season.
I actually didn't know that it did.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't surprised at all. AMC is really good about giving people at least 2 seasons.
Yeah, but which is a lot more than you can say for Fox. You know, Fox will pull the plug on you and then not pull the plug on things they should.
Like Gotham.
Gotham.
That's overstates welcome.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow stuck around for a little bit long, but they...
That was a hard concept to stretch.
It really was. I really wanted to like that show, but it got really tedious, and then they started to throw it in with Gotham. It was like...
I never... Once FX came out and they started doing their original programming, I stopped watching Fox.
Sorry, FX has the best programming on television. They do.
Justified is one of the greatest shows I have ever watched.
Fargo's coming back soon, and I'm flipping excited. Great series. Baskets, great series. The Americans, great series.
I don't watch any of that.
You should.
I watch Justified, and my wife watches American Horror Story.
Yeah,
and I wanted to watch Legion, but I missed like the first 2 episodes, and I was like,
apparently it's great.
Yeah,
like, people love it.
Well, it's over. Like, the first season's done, so I can go on FX now and watch it.
Let's see. What was that?
I wish they bring Justified back for that TV movie that they talked about.
Oh, yeah, the movie. I thought you were talking about for another season.
No, just the TV movie that they talked about, like, to round things out a little bit.
I don't know if they'll ever do that or not, though.
Yeah, but you could completely disregard it if they did, if it wasn't a whole
season. Yeah, you wouldn't have to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's hear from you over at the old JustUsGeeks.com and over on Facebook and Jugheads Incorporated. What TV show do you think has overstayed its welcome? What show do you think didn't get a fair shake? Let us know.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you you're wrong.
Have a conversation over there. Tell James how wrong he is.
Ian,
wrong.
go rip How I Met Your Mother a new one.
Enjoyed that show so much.
I mean, it's a good show.
Show the last season, though, I did not like.
I enjoyed the last season.
At some point, we'll have to hear why. I don't care to hear about
it. To get into it today.
But it's a little late.
Yeah. All right. It's too James. Maybe.
No.
just make our own jams. It's fine. Did this to me last time. Boopity beep beep boop. Come on.
There it is.
Hey, oh, James. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Woo! Lohan. What's your jam?
Micro Jam. Into the Badlands Season 1 is on Netflix, so please go watch it without all the Walking Dead advertisements. It's a much better show.
Please watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, no. I don't know if they're on the Netflix version or not.
Oh, they shouldn't be.
I hope not.
Unless it's actually a part of the show.
And Proper Jam, I've been playing Final Fantasy XI again.
Well, I've been drinking again.
It's my vice.
It is your vice.
I can't quit you.
You sure it's not your anti-jam?
Thanks, Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, because I enjoy it.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. James, what's your jam?
I got an anti-jam.
What is it?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Always.
Having this conversation Saturday night with Logan, I was like, yeah, I'm finally going to get to do, well, we ended up not doing it, but he was like, yeah, unless you get surprise called to Kentucky.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And nothing went right the whole time I was up there. Everything wrong happened.
I am so sorry.
And I blame you. I have been 3 days without my glorious TV.
Lightning rod.
That man needs to take his TV with him everywhere he goes.
And like the TV in my hotel room, like
it really sucked.
Like, they had it set like locked to where you can't adjust the brightness, and it was so dim, like you couldn't even play video games on it. It was so dark.
Oh my god,
I was like,
stupid.
This is pointless.
Why would they set it to where you can't adjust it?
I don't know.
I guess they don't want it.
It's like hotel TVs that they don't let you swivel them. I hate that too.
Oh, I just unscrew them.
I never thought about that.
When they don't let you swivel, because I've got my tool bag with me for work. I remember there was a TV down. When we were in the Memphis hotel. My boss, I was like, man, my TV sucks. I can't change a channel. There was no remote, and it was missing half the buttons. And he said, a case of beer if you could figure out how to make it work in the next 2 hours. And he came up to my room with a case of beer in hand. And he said, does your TV work? And I was like, yeah. He came in, and he looked, and I had rigged, like, paper clips and tape into it and made like little levers. He set the beer down and I was like, thanks,
get out of here. I got some TV to watch and some beer to drink. Let's see, my micro jam this week is I got a random call from GameStop while I was out of town the other day.
Ooh.
And they didn't leave me a voicemail, so I was like, I better go by there. So I went by there and thought it was my charger thing for my Joy-Cons that I pre-ordered and it's not come in yet. Nope, wasn't that. Oh, they got some neon Joy-Cons. Well, I found some at Walmart in Boonville last weekend, just on a whim. We stopped there, I don't remember why, and they had neon Joy-Cons. Like, oh, great. No, so what is it? And they're like, oh, one more thing. Oh, come over here. We can't talk about it out loud, but I can show you. Someone ordered a Nintendo and NES Classic and didn't pick it up. You want it? Yes, I do. Ooh, playing it at my house. Hooked it up in my bedroom. The kids don't even know it's there.
I hate that that thing is still not available.
Not available.
I have a legitimate jam, too.
Oh, okay. Well, you give me your legit jam.
Logan and I, like Saturday night, we went and watched my brother wrestle.
Oh, that was fun. Did he win?
No, they got cheated.
Yeah.
A guy beat him up with a necklace. I don't know.
He wrapped a chain around his
hand. I was like, is that a necklace? It was very poorly done.
It was entertaining.
But my brother, like, you got to admit, like, my brother and his wrestling, his tag team partner, they're talented guys. Yeah. They're very talented.
And they could kill me. So.
Oh, yeah. Scotty can murder you in
No,
the
but
face.
They're very talented. They are very good.
Does he still fly around pretty good?
Not in that building. It's got too low of a ceiling.
Yeah, he didn't do no
Where
flying.
Is it? It's in Boonville at the, what was that place? It was just some, like, warehouse thing. They've had
a tin building that someone put up there with
staples. It's been there for years. It's, like, right across the street from the Ag Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that place. It's been there for years.
Oh, yeah,
they just recently reopened it.
Oh, okay.
And, so he got, like, signed a month-long contract out there. They're paying him X amount of money to come down. Because he wrestles for, like, Memphis wrestling. And, so.
Hopefully the parking lot's not a mud pit.
Oh, no, that place is a mud pit.
Well, it came down pretty hard on us when we were driving down there. So, yeah, it was a mud. And it rained, like, super hard while we were there.
Oh, no.
So it was bad getting out, but it was fun. And going Ray back again this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
You know, he'll be there again.
Drop jam is Last Dance with Mary Jane.
I hate you. Okay. My
death to
I have two jams, really. The
toe jams.
The NES Classic, that's a micro jam. Jam number one.
No, it's a mini jam. No.
Yeah, it is. Jam number one, S-Town on S-Town Podcast.
S-Town.
S-Town.
Go listen to it. All seven episodes are available now.
Or not, really, because I'm opting not to listen.
Well, don't. You don't have to, but it's good.
Doing yourself a disservice. I'm just assuming I haven't listened either.
And then Tupelo Comic Con.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, it's happening Saturday. Trying to keep appearance there a little bit quiet.
Oh, why? Because people are going to notice, like...
To surprise folks.
It's Josh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope there are two people that say that.
Justine, can I get your autograph?
No, I don't think that's what they're going to say. I think they're going to be like...
If I come up to you with, like, a fancy headshot of yourself that you didn't know you took and then ask you to autograph it, will you autograph it?
If I pull out an alternate headshot of you from How to Date Logan Barnes, will you autograph it? Can we
yes.
go? Can we start doing?
Can we do this?
Can we start doing cons and use those as your glossies?
Oh, yes. That'd be great. I will definitely take off work to go work the con circuit.
I'm gonna have 100 of those printed up
no.
next week. Yes, I am.
Yes,
$10 a signature.
Yes,
I can probably.
I'm not signing.
Look
it.
How ready he is right now. I think I can have them done by. Yeah, I can have them done by Tupelo Comic Con. Come see us, Tupelo Comic Con.
No. Logan your, will sign.
No. Logan,
get your glossy
Logan,
sign.
Logan, be there.
Logan's he'll be taking
sign.
Pictures, photo
oh,
ops.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Those are $10. As well.
Yeah.
Well, will
you
not
get,
be there.
You get to keep two of the 10 on both of them. So.
No.
Yeah, man. That's $4 for everything that you sign and
well,
pick.
They owe me a guarantee, too, so.
You have to take that up with them.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
Not us.
I'm canceling my appearance.
Nope, you can't. We're not letting you.
Your
management's not allowing
you.
You're
just going to, kidnap me?
Yeah. Your management's not allowing you to cancel.
This is exactly like wrestling. You don't have a choice.
I'm just going to be asleep Saturday morning. My door is just going to get kicked in.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus.
Yeah. We're not.
No. We're just here to take you to the con.
We're not letting you Brian Johnson your way out of this one.
I will summon my Zord on you guys.
You probably won't have morphed, and you won't be able to drive it, and you'll kill some nuns, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine.
It wouldn't be the mammoth.
No.
You're no, he be. Would be the
yeah, we know what it would.
Tiger.
We know what it would be. Jesus. Oh, God.
Let's just slow roll on out of here.
Yeah, or quick roll, whatever. It's fine. So come get your glossies. Come get your glossies of Logan from How to Date Logan Barnes.
I will say it.
Don't.
Have to redo the whole episode.
Nope.
Well, just go ahead and mute him.
Nope.
I'll say it.
No, I'll just make you look really bad. That's all we have to do.
Oh, that didn't take much. I look terrible as it is.
Yeah, he does.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you can find out for yourself when you buy
when
a
you
nice
buy
glossy.
Your glossy and have him sign it.
Hey, I'm going to put that up on a Patreon. Patreon.com/justusgeeks.
It's not a real site for us.
It's going to be a... You're looking anyway.
I'm looking again just to make sure you didn't do it.
It's actually
present.
A live stream of a paper cup. If you can use like sky patterns to find out where it is and drop some change in there, it'd be great.
We should do that. Sounds like a great plan, actually. We'll just take a...
We're still not there.
Yeah, that's our side project, 404 Fox.
404 Fox?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 404 Fox. It's the secret name for it.
Yeah, 404 not found.
Yeah, 404...
Fox.
Yeah.
404 Fox, walk with me.
That's a reach.
It's pretty good, though.
Much like you'll have to do into your wallets to get $10 for How to Date Logan Barnes.
He's awesome. Going now to set up his booth.
Yeah.
Right now.
He'll be appearing at Tupelo Comic Con. You know, we can say whatever we want to.
We could. We could be like complete jerks, or we could just talk about how nice he is. Like he filled in because my wife really didn't want to leave the house Saturday.
He can't get out of the door. He tried to
and,
open the door.
And Logan just generously said, "Yeah, I'll go with you to watch your brother wrestle." Yeah, and you know, I could talk about how great of a friend he is. But no, he's a jerk face. He's a jerkity jerk face.
He's too stupid.
Then we did
to
golf claps at wrestling.
Yeah, we did do golf claps at wrestling because we sat there like we were judgmental on everybody, and when we were appeased, we were like.
They botched that. Botched that right there.
Yeah. I was critiquing hard on some people.
Did they fight with anyone in the audience?
They threw an open challenge. James would not get up there and wrestle with me, though.
Yeah, they threw an open challenge.
They threw an open tag team challenge.
And we debated getting up and going in.
Josh is like, I have to go because like, if there's another open challenge.
I've got to watch you guys do this.
This may be my greatest accomplishment of all time. Screw you, Jim Cornette. I'm about to become the greatest manager in wrestling history. You and your stupid t-shirt with your face on it that you don't change. I'm about to forget the rock and roll roller coaster. You guys are...
I'm whipping ale.
The defeated look on Josh's face.
I'm too fat, Tony.
You guys realize that, like, you're basically the white Nacho Libre guys, right?
Big kiss, little hug.
You're just a little bit larger than the small one.
Corn.
Right, man, I'd be Jack Black.
You love the corn.
Yes, I.
Can we say goodnight yet?
Nope, the song's still going. It's only halfway done.
Much I had like- time to walk out of the building and come back.
You couldn't figure out how to open the door.
Yeah. Did you come back for your 8x10 of How to Date Logan Barnes? I'm getting them printed, just so you know. I'm doing it. You know I'm doing it.
Why are you red?
Because he...
How are you embarrassed?
I explicitly deny the use of my image in that way.
Doesn't matter.
You don't own the image. I own the image, bud. Ha.
Yeah, that's like, you know...
copyrighted, sir.
Like Harrison Ford doesn't own his image from being Han Solo.
No. So. You're a character of what I own.
Yep.
Thank you.
We're not really ourselves. We're caricatures of ourselves.
No.
I'm not really this nice to Logan in real life.
He's not.
And I am way cooler in real life.
He's not either.
No. And together they form the greatest tag team duo of all time.
Whippin' ale. Too fat, Tony.
This is what we need. You guys.
Smash Bros.
I was going to say something about how you guys could wrestle the Eric Lemon and Eric Plunk, but...
The Erics.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots. Derpa.